Thanks, Jesse. By UN estimates, at least 50% of today's spoken languages will be extinct or seriously endangered by the turn of the next century. Those languages are predominantly indigenous languages. One project from Central Australia aims to revitalize an indigenous Australian language, Arrernte, which the UN has classified as vulnerable with a 10-track children's album. Carol Turner is one of the minds responsible for the creation of this album. You might also know her as one of the contributing directors and interviewees of the documentary In My Blood, It Runs. She's also joined by fellow creative Milica Scales. Thank you both for joining me.
Hi.
Thank you.
The album reworks a variety of traditional Western nursery rhymes with some modern guitars reminiscent of the likes of Yothu Yindi or King Stingray. Why was that the way that you chose to help preserve the language?
Because I wanted our kids to learn to sing in their own language, because we have our own band that we created here. Some of my family, they can sing as well. Wanted to make music of our own for our kids at school here and for others as well.
It's quite diverse, the music of the album. We've only released two singles so far. Wede's got a lot of rock in it.
Yes.
And that was done by the young fellas who really like that sort of music. But we have hip-hop, which is also appeals to the youngsters, but there's also country.
Country, yeah.
So it's really a range of different music styles that appeal to the young people, as well as the oldies.
Oldies, yeah.
And things that are going to get people engaged and moving and learning.
I wanted to play a bit of Huerta, which reworks Frere Jacques. The lyrics we're hearing here actually teaching.
But this song is about water. It's about hand sign and greeting, because that's how we learn from our great grandparents. The signs of going, directions where we're going. And if they're far away in the long distance, we need to hand sign.
How did Children's Ground Central Australia start?
So Children's Ground started to make books
yeah,
in 2016, because there's no learning resources for children in their first languages. And then from the book, there's been some other resources made. And then most recently, the people decided that they wanted to make music.
There are 14 artists and songwriters from Central Australia that collaborated on this. What was the process like? How did you get started?
We made books about the songs that we made. The first song that we created was about our body, Chircha, we call it, Chircha Chena. So we translated all the words from English to Arrernte, so we can sing it in Arrernte. When I first read the books and what the ladies made, so I thought to myself, we should have translated into Arrernte so we can make a song, which we did, which I did, and I helped talking with the band crew about making this wooden song in Arrernte, the hand sign.
You mentioned in My Blood, It Runs, that the education system doesn't do enough to help local kids learn their language. What's changed over the past few years? Are there more opportunities?
Yeah, because we take them out to country visit as well. That's where they learn from. I translate when I go out bush with them as we work together. I do translate, a lot of translating in Arrernte. So we teach in our kids the songs, another lyric as well.
What's the impact been like on that?
That's really good. Everybody's all working with the kids as well. We have children's ground ladies who's helping us as well. And all the educators, like my sister and our sister-in-law, we work here making books. I'm helping just to translate all the books as well. Then when we like a book that was made, we can make it into a song.
You worked with some well-known Aussie talent, including Harry Angus from the Cat Empire and Emily Lubitz, otherwise known as Tin Pan Orange. What was that like for you?
It was fun. I like working with Harry and Emily. Emily changed the words. It was a long word. The way to change it into a bit smaller language. So it was easy for the kids to learn to sing. And Harry as well. It's really really overwhelming working with them too.
Thank you so much for speaking with us here on 2SER. It's been really fantastic hearing about the project and really appreciate your time today.
Thank you.
You're listening to 2SER 107.3. Carol Turner and Milica Scales, they're talking with me about Children's Ground Central Australia and their Kids Sing LP, which has just come out, and the preservation of the Arenda language, the album Calls Home. We'll have more details up on the 2SER website, including links if you want to find more on the album itself. This is The Daily. You're listening to 2SER 107.3. Jazzy, thank you for having me, and see you all this afternoon on Tuesday Drive.